الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد الشريعة. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, throughout human history, human beings have been plagued with arguments and disputes concerning social classification. Human beings have been grappling to find a concrete basis in terms of who is more important than another person. Trying to find a concrete basis for social classification. In fact, this argument with regard to social classification, with regard to who is better than another person, who is better than whom, is in fact even before human history. This aspect was even before human beings came down to earth. This was an argument that raged. You would recall when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to make sijda before Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِعَادَمَ. When Allah Ta'ala told the malaika to make sijda before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels as is they want, because they quality لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They never go against the commands of Allah. فَسَجَدُوا. So they immediately went down in sijda before Adam alayhi salam in compliance with the command of Allah. But Iblis refused. And what Iblis said, how can I make sijda before him? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. I have been created from fire. He has been created from mud. So shaitan used matter, substance from which he was created, to regard himself superior to another person. So as I'm saying, this basis of social classification was even before human being came down on earth. On what basis is another person better than another person? Even before human being came down to earth, it was a point of argument. Some people after that have used the amount of wealth they have as a basis of social classification. Because I have more wealth than you, I am better than you. Allah in the Quran has also made mention of this. In the beautiful passage and ruku in Surah Kahf, in a debate between a person who had lot of wealth and one who had less, the person who had more wealth told unto the one who had less, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I got more wealth than you, I got more children than you, therefore I am better than you. He even went to the extent, وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. Never mind here, because I have got wealth, even there in the year after, I will be better than you. I will have a better position. Aliyadu billahi, he thought he's going to even get his way there with regard to wealth. So this is also another aspect. Some people have used this aspect that we have more wealth as a basis of being better than another person. Now that is also completely false. In Musnad Ahmad, there is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل جناح بعودة. If had this material world be equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, had this material world be equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given a disbeliever a glass of water to drink. But because it is even less in value to Allah than the wing of a mosquito, Allah Ta'ala gives the disbelievers more than even sometimes the believers. So that is not a point of regarding yourself better. That is far from it. But I mean, we know that people have used this. In fact, where it matters most in the year after, wealth would not be an advantage, it would be a disadvantage. Thus we find the hadith that the poor person would go into Jannah 500 years before the rich person, because he would have less to account. We know the hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, out of all of you, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf would be the last to enter into Jannah. Because he had a lot of wealth, he will have to give account for his wealth. Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. O human beings, you love this material world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. But if only if you know, the akhirat is better for you and more enduring. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. It is not something we are telling you now. We have told you in the previous scriptures, the scriptures of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. Some people above that have used their lineage as the means of regarding themselves as superior to others. Allah makes mention in the Quran with regard to what the Jews said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the sons of Allah. Because, and of course, we know that Judaism in many ways is not based on conviction and faith, but based on lineage. From where you come from, then you become a Jew. So they say, because we are the sons of Allah, we are the favorites of Allah. On what basis? We are better than you because we come from a lineage. Therefore, we are better than you. And of course, taking it further from there in our community, unfortunately, some people have also used this. Because I come from this village, I am better than you. I come from noble stock, I come from here, I am better than you because you came from there. Now, that some people have used origin, ethnicity, the place where they come from as a basis of regarding themselves superior than other people. Some people have used the color of their skin. Because I am white, I am better than you. I am black, I am better than you. Today we know, if you have a situation, if you are more darker in color, you have more advantages in this new South Africa, therefore I am better than you. Or whether it be the other way around, because I am more fair skin, I am better than you. Be as it may. Some people have used the color of their skin to regard themselves as superior to others. Now we, you and I, who regard ourselves as Muslims, who take our cue from the Quran and Hadith, we go back to see what the Quran and Hadith had said with regard to all these aspects. The first thing the Quran has told us, all Muslims are brothers. Whether irrespective of the color of your skin, irrespective of the profession you belong to, irrespective of how much wealth you have, irrespective of the language you speak, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. All Muslims are brothers, irrespective of all those. Allah hasn't classified that you are only a brother if you come from one stock or if you come from one particular tribe. No, all of you are equal. Now, obviously from here, many people might ask a question. It is but natural to love your own kind. It is natural to love your own kind. Is that bigotry? Is that asabiyah? Is that something that has been prohibited? Someone asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, Ya Rasulullah, is it bigotry? Is it asabiyah that you love your own kind? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, to love your own kind is not bigotry. It's natural, you love your own kind. What is bigotry is, you become so obsessive with your love of your own kind that you love them, you support them, even if it means to subvert the truth and to act unjustly. So you support your own kind even if it's doing wrong. Now that is wrong. That is bigotry. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, he is not from amongst us who calls people to bigotry. He is not from amongst us who fights on the basis of bigotry. What is bigotry? You support your own people irrespective if they are right or wrong. Because he is Indian, I am Indian, therefore I must support him. He is black, I am black, I must support him. That is completely wrong. That is bigotry, which has been. To love your own kind is permissible. But bigotry is wrong when you love your own people to subvert the truth. Or you love your own people to act unjustly. That is wrong. So that is another aspect that we must keep in mind. Another aspect is with regard to what is the basis of superiority. All the others we have made mention is all false bases of superiority. There is only one basis of superiority. Let me give you an example. A person in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, this hadith is narrated. A person walked into Masjid Nabawi and he saw an amazing sight. He saw Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam surrounded by Ansar, surrounded by the Muhajirin, people from Medina, Aus and Khazraj, people from Makkah, the Quraysh. And he saw over and above that, he saw Salman from Persia. He saw Suhaib, who was a Greek, who was a white person. He was from Rome. And he saw Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was the Abyssinian. So he made a remark. And he said, I can understand if the Aus and Khazraj or the Quraysh be with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are Arabs. But what if these people got in common with the Muslims? This one is from Greek, this one is from Rome, this one is from Abyssinia, this one is from Persia, he's an Asian. What has he got in common with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard his comment. Immediately Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called all the Sahaba and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a sermon. And in that sermon and khutbah and that talk, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, know that your Lord and Sustainer is one. Your ancestor is one. Your faith is one. And the Arabism of anyone is of no virtue. The Arabism on itself is not because of the nobility of your mother and your father. It is but a tongue. It is but a tongue. The fact that you speak Arabic doesn't make you superior to another person. It is but a tongue amongst other languages. Of course, there are benefits in it in terms of the language itself, not because of the person who speaks it. The virtue is because of the language, not because of the person who speaks that he becomes more superior. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum min Adam, wa Adamu min Turab. Each and every one of you is from Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam is dust and came from dust. Therefore, each and every one is equal to another person. It's not that some are more equal than others. But then what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amazing thing, he said, either one is a pious believer or is a miserable sinner. Now look at the classification. On what basis are you superior? Either you are pious, then you are superior. Whether you are black, white, Asian, whether you are wealthy, not wealthy, you are superior in the eyes of Allah. And either you are a sinner. And if you are a sinner, you can be the most blonde of blondes, or you can have the most fairest of skin. In the eyes of Allah, you are nothing. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the aspect with regard to our superiority and equality. That what is the basis of superiority? Nothing other than your own conduct. Inna akramakum, inna Allahi atqakum. And the most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are most pious, irrespective of who they are. Now in this particular regard, we need to keep in mind from our community first few things. First is acknowledgement. We have to acknowledge sometimes there are certain racial tendencies within us. This is an aspect that we got to keep in mind. There are certain, perhaps it might be for some reason, perhaps it might be because of years of apartheid, in our subconscious mind, there is particular perceptions that have been formed that certain people are less equal than others, certain perceptions have been formed, they are inferior to us. We need to acknowledge if these particular racist tendencies exist within us, we need to acknowledge it. And many a times, acknowledgement is the first step to rectification. And it's something that we really need to do, and we need to do it honestly. The second thing that we also need to keep in mind with regard to this is to watch our tongue. Sometimes we make sweeping generalizations which are not correct. Sweeping generalizations which are not correct. If someone has done something wrong, it is the individual who has done wrong. It is not his race or tribe that is wrong. It is not his race or tribe that is wrong. That a person has done wrong, yes, he himself is an individual, irrespective of what type of individual he is, whether he be an Asian, whether he be a white, whether he be black, that is wrong. But because of that, his whole particular nationality and race and ethnic group does not become wrong. I mean, even within our own, even within the most, you know, what I would term the royal blood within us, there are people who have done things that we are ashamed of. But do we say that whole ethnic group is wrong because of that one person who has done wrong? So we need to keep in mind that if we is anything that has done, a person has done wrong, attribute it to the individual, not the race or the ethnic group. It's important. The way someone has said in the saying, if you discriminate against me on the basis of that I am ill-mannered, then I can go learn manners. If you discriminate against me on the basis that I'm ignorant, I can go and learn. I can go and educate myself. I can take myself away from ignorance. If you discriminate against me on the basis of I'm uncouth, I don't have proper etiquettes, I can go and learn etiquettes. But if you discriminate against me on the basis of the color of my skin or where I come from, I can't do anything about it because Allah Ta'ala has given it to me. So go and complain to Allah. So we can, if we do something, if anyone is wrong, attribute it to the individual, not to the whole race, and not make sweeping generalization. In this regard, let me also make mention, ethnic jokes are not good humor. Let me repeat it again. Ethnic jokes are not good humor. They sow the seeds of animosity. So a particular group is known for being very wealthy or very good in business, or a particular group is known for something. Stop this ethnic jokes. It does not make good humor. In racism. If we are in a particular situation where someone speaks out of turn, then gently remind him that this is again the Sharia ruling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly made mention the most honorable amongst you are those who have taqwa. And this is something that we need to keep in mind. Obviously, we don't create another argument, but we do make mention with regard to the fact. We have to challenge these type of things and tendencies which sometimes appear in our midst and is spoken about in our conversation, in our social gatherings. Someone speaks out of turn, nicely tell him, "By this is not good." Ethnic jokes, cut it out. Any type of situation, generalization, cut it out. It's not good. If a person has done wrong, refer to that individual. Don't make mention and cast the whole race group or the whole ethnic group in that particular same light. Also, another aspect, and I will make men just conclude, share in the sorrow of others. Share in the sorrow of others, irrespective of the ethnicity or with regard to the color of their skin or any other type of situation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Khalqu Ayalullah. Learn this hadith. Al-Khalqu, the creation is a family of Allah. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? The entire creation is a family of Allah. Just as you and I, we get happy when someone treats our family well. Someone does our child very good, you know, he shows him love, we get happy. Someone has treated my family members well. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the creation is a family of Allah. Just as you get happy when someone treats your family well, Allah gets happy when you treat Allah's family well, and Allah's family is the entire creation of Allah. The entire creation of Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala's family. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask people, "Oh people, I was sick, why didn't you come and visit me? I was hungry, why didn't you feed me? I did not have clothes, why didn't you give me clothes?" Human being will say, "Wallah, you are Malikul Mulk, you are the King of Kings. How can you be hungry? How can you be sick? How can you be without clothes?" Allah Ta'ala will tell him, My banda, my bondsman was sick. If you would have visited him, it would have been as if you have visited me. If you have given him food to eat, it is as if you had fed me. If you have granted him clothes, it is as if you have clothed me. This is sharing the sorrow of other people. And also lastly, we will make mention, we are a nation, my dear respected brothers, our teachings are amazing. In terms of racism, in terms against it, there is no other ism and ideology which has come out as strong as Islam. You know, this is something that not only in terms of speech, but in terms of practice. Thus, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, even to this day, enjoys such a great respect and honor that we take pride in naming our children Bilal. And Allama Iqbal has made mention to this extent. He made one whole beautiful poem. He compared who Alexandra the Great, who was a Greek, white person. Alexandra the Great, and then he compared him with Hazrat Bilal. And what did he say? He said, "Aaj Asia mein usse koi janta nahi, tarikh-e-dan bhi usse pehchanta nahi." Speaking about Alexandra, he said, today in Asia people don't speak about Alexandra. They don't speak about him. The historians make mention of him, but very little. Lekin Bilal wo habshi zada faqir. But that Bilal, who was a black Abyssinian slave, jiski fitrat thi noor-e nubuwat se mustanir. How did he become honorable? By the fitrat and the culture and the attribute of nubuwat, who brought him into such great ranks. And then he said, Iqbal, kiske ishq ka ye faiz hai? Rumi fana hua habshi ko dawam hai. He said, "Oh Iqbal, what is this? What is this? That Rumi, Alexander the Great, today no one knows him. He has been obliterated from the pages of history. And Bilal, every time a muazzin makes and says takbir or says azan, we remember him. What is it? Other than the love for Almighty Allah, other than his quality, other than his own conduct that has raised him to such a great rank, that Bilal, Allama Iqbal compares him with Alexander the Great, and then in his poem regards him even greater than Alexander the Great. And then lastly, I will make mention of a quotation from Malik Shahbaz Ahmad, and he is known as Malcolm X, when he spoke about when he went for Hajj, and he said, there were tens of thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. They were of all colors, from blue-eyed blondes to black-skinned Africans. But we were all participating in the same ritual, displaying a spirit of unity and brotherhood that my experience in America had led me to believe that could never exist between the white and the black. So we come from that type of teachings, and we have to be in the forefront, not only by talking about it, but in terms of our practice, upholding the beautiful teachings with regard to the equality of humankind that has been given to us by Islam in our Quran and by our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his traditions. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.